Chinese President Hu Jintao shakes hands with Army veterans, the 80th birthday of the 2.3 million strong People's Liberation Army, complete with weapons testing, dramatic battlefield reenactments, and a pledge of loyalty to the communist leadership.
We will create a brighter future under the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party.
It's a rare look into the People's Liberation Army as China opens a military camp to reporters in a bid to show its armed forces are open and transparent. But questions grow about the intent of that powerful army amid a rapid and largely secret military modernization. In the past year, China has blinded a U.S. reconnaissance satellite with a ground-based laser. It destroyed one of its own satellites with an anti-satellite missile, and a Chinese submarine shadowed the USS Kitty Hawk carrier group for a time undetected. The official Washington view is that China is a partner. The U.S. Navy has said publicly China is building its capabilities, but is not a threat.
There's no question that the Pentagon sees China as a very formidable foe and that there is a threat that they must plan against. The idea that we do not know their intentions, I think, is basically diplomatic talk.
Meanwhile, China develops ever more sophisticated weaponry, and U.S. diplomacy with China, at least publicly, centers on trade. The American Treasury Secretary, again in China, pressing the government for economic reform, even as America's huge and growing trade deficit, many say, helps fuel China's military growth.
Many say China's anti-satellite missiles, its new fighter jets, and ambition for a blue water navy are clear signals that it intends to project power in the region and potentially challenge the United States in the Pacific. Christine Romans, CNN, New York.